Welcome to Book by Book, a podcast from independent children's publisher Sambasavan and Purik. I'm your host, Leanne, the publishing coordinator. On this podcast, we feature bite-sized interviews with people from the world of children's books. Today, I'm really excited to introduce S&P's co-founders, Ambika Sambasavan and Suhani Purik. Ambika is the owner and co-founder of Yali Books. Yali is a children's press focused on stories from South Asian cultures. Yali's award-winning lineup of children's books includes Ritu Wed's Chandani and Dancing in Tata's Footsteps. Ambika founded Yali Books with her mother, Kala Sambasavan, in 2014. Ambika now lives in upstate New York with her son and her husband. Suhani Purik founded Modern Marigold Books in 2019 after self-publishing her first three books, Bina the Bookworm, Shreya's Very Own Style, and Sandwiches and Samosas. Since its inception, MMB has focused on publishing children's books about social and emotional learning from authors whose backgrounds have been traditionally underrepresented in publishing. Suhani also lives in upstate New York with her three children and her husband. Now, with a shared vision of producing high-quality children's literature that represents our global community, Ambika and Suhani have formed the new Banner Press, Sambasavan and Purik. I'm talking to them today about their new company and what it means for Yali Books and Modern Marigold Books moving forward. Welcome to your own podcast, Book by Book, Ambika and Suhani. Thank you so much for joining me today. Ambika, we'll kick it off with you. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners and, share maybe one thing about yourself and your approach to your work that you'd want our listeners to know.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ambika Sambasavan. I'm the co-founder and publisher at Yali Books. We're a independent children's press. We publish books with a focus on South Asian cultures. I founded this press with my mother in 2014, and we have worked together to shape books ever since. And it's been a wonderful opportunity. I've had the honor to work with multiple talented authors and illustrators from around the world. One thing you should know about me, I am an absolute book nerd. You will always find me reading. I read hundreds of books a year. It brings me enormous joy that I get to work on creating books as my job.
And Suhani, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Suhani Purik. I founded Modern Marigold Books back in 2019. And I really started the company after deciding to self-publish my own children's books. And it's been the most wonderful journey. I am a mom of three beautiful children who all love books very much as well. So our whole world really revolves around that. Let's see. One thing about me would be that I am sort of like a jack of all trades. Like, I love to learn like little parts of like the whole process, and I like to have my hands in everything and do a little bit of everything. And that's one thing I really love about what I do now is in publishing, especially when you have a startup publishing company, a small press, you are really doing everything all at the same time in a lot of cases. So it's been the most exciting part of this whole journey is, you know, creating books and being able to be involved in all the different aspects of the process.
Well, thank you both for sharing. And so I actually don't even know this. And I've known Suhani for almost a year and a half. I've known Ambika for a long time. And I don't know, how did you two meet? What brought you together? Which stars aligned?
You know, so when I first started my journey, obviously the first thing you do is like your research. And so I had spent so much time researching, and I was creating books in the South Asian space because that's, you know, my whole life. You know, it's hard not to find Yali books when you look for South Asian literature. And so I became a fan of Ambika's like the very start, and I just loved her books, what she was doing, the quality and the way that she was going about her books and everything. And I was like a mega fan. And the other thing I really loved about her, like when we finally connected, because, you know, networking is everything. And at that time, the community was quite small in terms of who, like how many people were out there creating books within the space. Now it's grown like exponentially. But one thing that struck me was how like genuine she was. And she was just like, you know, if I had a question, I think she was like, sure, what can I do to help? What do you need? What do you need help with? You know, Ambika, do you remember exactly when we connected?
I know I did follow Suhani on Instagram, and I loved how, you know, how she shared her life, you know, how she was creating the first book. I remember like following her first book, her first pre-order, and when she talked about her own childhood and how she came about that book. And I loved hearing her stories. And if you see, I don't share much of my personal life, whereas Suhani was really upfront about it. So it was nice to see that difference. And I really loved seeing how her first book was really her story and how she put that out.
Would that be, are you talking about Shreya's very own style?
Shreya's very own style. But I think we connected primarily through South Asian Kidlit, which is a group of creators, all of South Asian origin or writing about South Asian cultures. And they're all authors, illustrators, publishers. And we all came together as a community. And I think that's when we actually reached out to each other.
And so that's an actual group that is out there. That's not just the description of the books that you're making.
No, that's an actual group.
So that kind of leads into my next question, which is, so you all connected kind of organically through, you know, obviously Yali Books and Modern Marigold Books shared from the inception a very similar, you know, mission, vision, and sort of diversifying children's literature. And obviously there's that focus on South Asian cultures and stories. But how did you decide we're going to go into business together? That's a huge decision. You know, how did you decide, okay, we're going to do this partnership?
It's actually funny. Ambika had posted a comment on that group that we were just talking about. And she had asked if anyone had ever considered a partnership with another person. And so I think at that point I was like, that's interesting. Because that's actually, it's funny when she had mentioned it, it was something that I have been thinking about a lot. Because one thing I always found as like a struggle, like it was, I was one person doing like so many different things. And while I enjoyed it, you can only grow so fast, you know, working that way, because you have, especially being a mom and having other responsibilities, you can only do so much in a day and you can only have so many hours that you can work with. So when she had mentioned that, I messaged her and I was like, hey, are you looking for a partner? Like, is this something like, what is this comment about? And I think the conversation just started going from there.
Yeah, I have to tell you why I posted that. So I think it's been a really lonely journey. I mean, doing it all on your own is pretty lonely. And I have to say, I'm pretty introverted. I can function, you know, alone for long periods of time. I've been doing it for years. But I reached the same point. I was like, this is not going to grow at any sustainable rate. And the other thing was, I was getting tired of doing everything on my own and not doing some of the tasks really well, because I know my strengths and weaknesses. Some of the tasks were suffering just because I didn't have the time or I didn't have the inclination to do them. And so I think that was kind of a point of frustration. I was like, is it possible to start a business, be in business for a while, and then say, hey, now I'm looking for a partner? Is that even possible? That was my question. Like, has anyone done that ever? It just happened that Suhani read the message and I think the stars aligned.
Yeah. And I think, what Ambika said about strengths and weaknesses, I think that immediately clicked for us. We are very similar in many ways and very different in many, many ways. And so what we found to be like this beautiful combination was like, while we had the same like goal of what we wanted to do, and our personalities gelled really well also just from the beginning, just always just very easy to talk to Ambika, work together, like no matter what whether we're talking about like a problem or trying to figure something out, we were already kind of working with each other in that sense, very, very limited. Our strengths and weaknesses sort of filled in for each other. The things that I really struggle with, Ambika was like really like a star in. And so things like that. And I think, yeah, like the stars truly aligned.
And I think Suhani pushes me to be out there, you know, strengthen my sales, talk to people. The strengths and weaknesses is really fascinating. And of course, I'm getting to know her every day. And more and more, I see that, you know, the ways in which we align.
The two companies are coming together in kind of layman's terms. Can you lay out for the loyal readers of Yali Books and for the loyal, you know, readers of Modern Marigold Books, what does it mean that there's a new company and what's going to happen to Yali Books and what's going to happen to Modern Marigold Books?
For our loyal readers and supporters, I have to thank them. This has been a fabulous journey because of them. And I can assure you that we're only going to do more, in the sense we're going to be able to scale. That's the idea behind coming together. So whether that is being able to produce more books, being able to do more for each book that we produce, and offer more opportunities for our creatives, that's what we're hoping for. So to expand the opportunities for our creative family. The idea is that the two businesses, the original businesses, remain as brands within the larger company. So the brand holds the same value, the editorial focus, the kind of books it wants to publish, and it continues down that path. And the larger company is just offering the ability to scale, to bring more together and to be able to offer that.
And when you say the creatives, offering the creatives more opportunities, are you talking about the authors, the illustrators?
Correct. So from being able to network with each other, grow together, to be able to offer them more marketing opportunities, to be able to do more at events, for example, to have something like this podcast to be able to expand their reach. There's just more that we can do together than one person.
And so do you think from the reader's perspective, you know, because before I got into the industry at all, I'm not even sure I was aware that there were imprints of publishers. So there's the publishing house, and then you have imprints of that house. And typically those imprints have an editorial focus. Would it be fair to say to the readers, you know, if you're a fan of Yali Books and you've been following along, that what will change for those readers, they will only notice positive growth, hopefully, versus like a shift in sort of brand?
Yeah. So I would say the best way to put it is what we're doing now is just an extension of the work that each company was already doing. We are, you know, Yali Books is still going to be focused on South Asian literature. And Modern Marigold Books, one thing that I was always focused on through my stories was that social emotional learning aspect. And so that's really going to be honed going forward for MMB.
Great. Thank you. I think that really helps clarify, you know, especially for people outside the industry to kind of understand like, well, if Yali Books and Modern Marigold Books still exist, what is this, you know, umbrella company?
Yeah. And also working together allows us like more minds working together. Hopefully we really would love to create even stronger books than we've already been able to do on our own. And so I know working with Ambika on our newest release has already made it, I mean, so much stronger than I think it would have been had I released it myself. And, you know, it's been a wonderful part of the process, like, you know, starting to work together and work on each other's books with each other. And it's been just a fabulous process to be part of.
I also want to mention our team members that both Leanne and Taryn have made the process much smoother. They have strengthened so many parts of the process. And I just see us doing so much better. Whatever we are doing, we can do, you know, 10x, 20x times better if we have other people working with us on it. And I think that's basically the idea behind the coming together. And Samshin and Parikh as a company will really provide the scaffolding for the different brands to live under that. So it just provides kind of a structure to strengthen the individual brands. So that's the idea behind having that company.
Are you able to talk at all about pie in the sky goals for S&P?
Yeah, Ambika and I have like the one thing that we have in common is we're like really big dreamers. We have tons of ideas of things we want to do. And so when we get together for like our brainstorming session, it's like a mix of like us big dreaming and then trying to like find our action items for like next steps. But yeah, so we definitely see more imprints, a lot more projects that are tied to the titles that we already have created. What else, Ambika, do you want to share right now?
I think so. The biggest dream would be that we have a small team working together. So if we could get our team in one place, we have a you know beautiful office, we have a beautiful bookshelf of all the stuff we're creating. That would be our biggest dream. Of course, you know, I mean, we recognize the world is remote working all the time now, but that honestly, to me, is the kind of vision that I have in my head. But for books itself, I'm hoping you know we can do nonfiction, which is a very important part of the industry that we would like to address. And we think we can do so much in that space and hopefully do more fun things down the line.
And also making a larger impact, getting our books in more places so it makes a bigger impact in people's like individual lives. So it's one thing that, you know, is really fundamental to all of our stories is we want them to facilitate real life change. And so part of our work going forward is really going to be getting those books into as many communities as possible, as many hands as possible, making them more accessible. And so that's like something we're really trying to work out how to best do in this next year.
Well, thank you for sharing. It's all very exciting, and I am very grateful to be a part of it. But before I let you go, the one question I like to ask all of our guests is, what are you reading, listening to, watching? Did I miss any? No, reading, listening to, watching. Oh, or playing, if you're video games or board games, that you want to tell our listeners about. And Ambika, we will start with you.
My listeners have to know this, though I publish from picture books upwards to YA, at heart, I'm a middle grade reader. So that's where, if I were to read books, I would pick middle grade fiction as my ideal reading choice. Right now, I have two graphic novels, brand new and very exciting. So one is Dan Santat's The Aquanaut, and the other one is Kat Fajardo's Miss Keynes's, which was really, really sweet. So two middle grade, upper middle grade graphic novels that are beautiful, and I hope everyone checks them out.
Okay, great. Can you give us the titles and authors one more time?
So it's Dan Santat's The Aquanaut and Kat Fajardo's Miss Keynes's.
Suhani, what about you?
Well, the way my life looks right now, I find it very hard to sit down and read a book for myself. But it kind of helps me out because I read a lot with my children.
You had said that your girls loved Milky Way.
Yeah, I recently read Milky Way and I told them, I was like, this is like the best story I've ever read. I'm not sure why. I never read this before.
Milky Way was our first picture book, and I'm very proud to have worked with both of them. But yes, it was a learning curve for us. So that was, you know, one of the first books that we ever did as a publisher for someone else. But I'm very, very proud of what we put out. It was a beautiful book, especially because it deals with a part of India that, you know, you don't hear much about or you don't know much about. So it's a beautiful glimpse into a very remote region in India. We are very honored to be working with the author Mamta Naini again this year. So the first book from Yali Books this year is Aarti's Bomma by Mamta Naini. We're very, very honored to be able to work with her again.
Well, thank you both for joining me and for agreeing to do this podcast. Generally, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you both. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you so much for what you do for us.
Once again, that was Ambika Sambasivan and Suhani Purik, co-founders of the new indie publishing company Sambasivan and Purik. For more information about Sambasivan and Purik, check out sambasivanandpurik.com, sambasivanandpurik.com. Follow at sambasivanandpurik, and spelled out A-N-D, on Instagram for all the latest. Catch up on all the latest from Yali Books at yalibooks.com or on Instagram at yalibooks. That's yalibooks.com. You can check out Modern Marigold Books at modernmarigoldbooks.com and follow on Instagram at Modern Marigold Books. You can buy books from either company directly on their websites, or you can purchase through amazon.com or through your local indie bookstore. It also helps us if you request our books at your local library. If you have any questions, comments, ideas for future episodes, or just want to say hi, email me at Leanne, L-E-A-N-N, at modernmarigoldbooks.com. Thank you for listening.